Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is addressing deportation enforcement as President Donald Trump has taken sweeping steps in his first days in office to begin deportation efforts. The mayor tells Lake Effect Sam Woods that in most cases, the city does not collaborate with Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. But despite the mayor saying that he wants people in Milwaukee to feel safe and respected, he will not declare Milwaukee a sanctuary city. Here's Mayor Johnson speaking with Lake Effect Sam Woods.
Mayor Johnson, does the city of Milwaukee, including its police department, share any information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE?
So the city of Milwaukee, generally speaking, does not have a role in terms of immigration enforcement. There are levels that particular governments have responsibility to. The federal government's responsibility is immigrations, customs enforcement. That is not the priority for local governments, certainly for the city of Milwaukee. For us, there may be some very small areas where there's some collaboration. That's if, you know, someone is, you know, say a violent felon or something of that sort of type. But generally speaking, the police department in the city of Milwaukee does not cooperate or not cooperate necessarily, but the city of Milwaukee does not have any collaboration with ICE or with any immigration or customs enforcement agencies.
Yeah. So in the past, you've spoken out against President Trump's immigration rhetoric and policy of mass deportation. As the mayor of Milwaukee, do you have power to stop it?
I don't think that anybody, any local official, has the power to stop federal action from happening in their respective jurisdictions. And the city of Milwaukee certainly, you know, fits that same sort of mold. For us, you know, we've had, policies our police department has where generally we want everybody to feel respected. We want everybody to have their rights to be known. And we don't encourage a police department to do what some perhaps think is happening, not just here, but in other places. And that's, you know, working directly with ICE. We have our own public safety challenges in the city of Milwaukee. I want our officers focused on those things. So we don't, you know, generally ask people about what their immigration status is or anything of the sort in the city of Milwaukee.
The term sanctuary city has been used by local officials across the country to signify their opposition to detaining immigrants in schools, churches, grocery stores, things like that. Understanding that the term sanctuary city does not have a set definition and does not carry with it legal requirements for action, have you ever declared Milwaukee a sanctuary city?
I had not declared Milwaukee a sanctuary city. I've, of course, heard of the term. I know that a number of cities across the country are designated as such, and that has been for the last, you know, number of years, at least the last, you know, probably 10 years. And that hasn't happened in the past, you know, in this city either. But again, I think this gets to, you know, what my values are as mayor, some that I just, you know, talked about a bit ago. Like, I want every single person who lives in Milwaukee, who calls Milwaukee home, to feel safe, to feel comfortable, to feel respected when they're engaging not just with the city of Milwaukee, but with any, you know, government entity. That includes the federal government as well. That's what my value is. That's what my priority would be. So we don't do that. Again, our law enforcement in the city of Milwaukee does not ask individuals about their immigration status. So I certainly don't want to see something like that. But in terms of the city of Milwaukee being designated as such, as I said before, like, I don't want to put the city of Milwaukee in a position where we're being targeted by the Trump administration, right? I think that only serves to heighten the anxieties that people already have in this community.
That was Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson speaking with Lake Effect Sam Woods. You can hear more of their conversation about immigration policy today at noon on Lake Effect. You can also find more of the mayor's comments at wuwm.com.